Inlay Lake is considered a jewel of Burma, where migrating birds, rare animal species, and a handful of Burmese tribes share space around the 110 square kilometer freshwater reservoir. Now, a steady stream of foreign tourists is arriving, and although that means big business for some, many locals say they are losing out. Floating tomato gardens are the primary cash crop in this area, comprising more than 60% of the local agriculture. Farmer Mi Intera says he welcomes foreign visitors, but not the increased traffic.
The constant waves from the increase in motorboats are destroying my crops on the lake.
Adding to the problem, diesel fuel from the boats, mixed with excessive amounts of pesticide already used by the farmers, is threatening drinking supplies. Kin Mo Cao says his family and others living on the lake's islands say they now must fetch clean water from elsewhere.
The people who have motorboats can go to get drinking water easily, but some of the villagers only have rowboats and cannot get to the water supply, so they get sick from drinking dirty water.
As unregulated development and business moves forward, local environmentalists are also worried about an even bigger potential environmental disaster. Kun Chanky, an environmentalist with the Pa'o Youth Organization, says that waste from an open-cast coal mine 13 kilometers away is ending up in Inlay Lake's watershed, making matters worse.
Most of the people in the community rely on the upper Bilu Creek. They use the water for their bathing and drinking and like traveling. Yeah. They use that one. So it's very dangerous for them because of this mining. The water pollution from the dead is mining. Also, it can affect the Inlay Lake.
As tourism and development continue unabated, Burma's second largest freshwater lake and the people that live on it stand to lose much more. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA News from Inlay Lake.